And it looks like you got a big ass, head.
Skinny ass body. Big ass BBL.
What do you want me to do?
Please. And then she kind of announces, she's like, does anyone have a first aid kit? And we're like, huh? She takes her hand off. All this of homie's face is just bloody as fuck.
Remember how you told me, like, don't go in the sand, right? Like, it's like, you know, the truck's heavy. It probably gets stuck, right? So, like, theoretically, like, what would happen if, like, I did go in the sand and I got stuck? Like, how would I get unstuck? Yeah. No, at this point, I'm like, idiot.
It wasn't like just that.
Yes, it was. Like, what's good, Jolly Boy Brandon? Back again, another episode of the Honor Up Podcast, man. We got a lot to talk about. There's been a lot going on, man. Shit. I'm not sure if y'all are up to date on our Instagram stories, but all of us have sort of had some crazy stories recently.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Between Noah going to some alternative ass fucking concert.
Yeah.
Us getting stuck with Benji in the desert. Man, we got a lot to talk about. So what are we gonna start with first, man? I say we start with Noah.
Okay.
So what was that whole story like?
Okay, so first of all, shout out to the homegirl Taranae, you know what I mean? She's part of a tour right now. Her band is part of a tour right now with Candy and Jive Bomb.
Don't. All right, man.
I hope you might get to pick that up.
All right, man. Edit. Cut that
edit,
shit.
Cut that out. Cut that out. But anywho, what's it called?
Why are you wild?
He was dick riding.
Can we please? Hey, please.
He said two words.
Please. I know. Please.
He said, whoa, that's way please. Too much, bro. Her band is part of the tour. He dick riding.
Yeah, please. Anywho, what's it called? I was on my photography shit, as always, but, you know, I pulled up and shit. Can you just let me tell the story?
All right, man.
Please. But I pulled up and shit, you know what I mean? And what's it called? That shit was lit. I don't know what else to say.
Nah, it did not look lit.
It was lit. No, you look scared. It was lit.
You look scared on camera.
Yeah, you literally almost got knocked out.
I wasn't getting knocked out.
Yeah, we saw the guy like doing a fucking tornado spin. Right, but
no, no,
and
I
the
was
fist
about
goes
to,
right
yeah,
in front of your,
yeah,
you like
no,
ducked back.
I was behind, somebody was in front of me. I was my back was to the wall.
You still look scared, bro. I'll be honest.
I look scared.
Yeah. You look terrified, bro.
Yeah, you know, like the poster for Get Out where the guy's eyes are really wide. That's literally what you look like. I saw no other color person.
No. See, that was the funny thing, right? When I pulled up, because I pulled up for sound check. No, let me explain. You on one today. Let me explain. When I pulled up, at first, it was me and the security. The security was a black dude.
Okay.
But I was trying to like give him the...
He said, get out.
No. Listen.
He tried to give me the eyes.
No,
he was like, hey.
Like, yeah, exactly. I tried to give him a look on some like, what's it called? Like, hey, bro. Like, I'm just here as a photographer. Don't think I'm with these other motherfuckers. He was like, yeah, all right, nigga, whatever, bro. You a weirdo too. I was like, shit. So whatever. And like, more black people started to pull up though.
I ain't seen no black people.
No, I didn't. No. Remember, I filmed the dude. He looked like Gilly the Kid.
I didn't see that.
It's on my story. Go on my highlights. Go on my highlights. It's right there.
That's probably long as hell, though.
That's probably close friends. Yeah, we ain't in that.
No, it's not. It's on my highlights. But anywho.
We'll check it.
What's it called? I just remember, like, them motherfuckers did not turn on the AC in that bitch, bro.
Shit stank.
Shit.
That shit looked like a middle school gym. It did.
It was basically a house, but the energy in there was raw as fuck. You know what I mean? It was some opium shit.
Yeah, that's why I can't fuck with it.
Why not?
Because I don't fuck with all that. Alfredo, do.
Yeah.
You trying to come?
I low key pull up.
Yeah. Hold on. But hold on. You can't like if people fuck with like Travis Scott and that shit. This is the same shit times 10 though.
It ain't.
How not? Why not?
It's just a smaller room.
I know for sure they wasn't singing Fiend in that room.
Nah.
That was the encore, bro.
Nah,
that's at the end.
When I put up and like I was just chilling, whatever. And
Who were you chilling with?
I mean, I was chilling with the band and shit. But can I tell my story, please? Chilling you gotta stop
band.
Interrupting,
band manager.
Please. Waffle. Anywho, the first band, the opening band, did the sound check and shit. And this motherfucker, he's doing the sound check. He'd be like, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. And then he'd be, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm finna die tonight. I'm scared out of my fucking mind. Like, so when y'all were talking about I look scared, it's because of that.
How was that lit then?
Because it's just raw energy. That's what it is. It's the same shit as Travis.
I can literally go outside right now. Mm-hmm. And there's probably 2 to 3 crackheads outside that'll do the same exact thing.
Free of charge.
Yeah, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna go back inside.
Hey, they gotta get them in that house, bro. Low key to pop off.
Yeah. But anywho, you know, me being a photographer, like, I like being different places doing different shit. We can't always be listening to rap. That's your problem. Y'all or not. We listen to different shit. Like, not you, but them two. They always would just want to listen to rap and shit.
How?
You
gotta do listen to the Beatles. I didn't listen to rap like that.
Yeah, me neither, really. To be
Hotel
honest.
California. Okay. You ever heard of that
the
song?
The Beatles?
Police?
Shout out to the Beatles.
Scorpions?
Yeah, but.
Metallica?
Yeah, but AC/DC? I'm just saying, like, I just like different shit. So that's
like,
all
what? That's rap still. Like, that Ken Carson, Cardi shit, that's rap.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you said y'all just listen to rap.
Mm hmm. So. Nah, so that night was crazy though. So, okay. Now let me explain. This is a crazy shit, right? So after I got done shooting her band, whatever, I was chilling. There was like a bar like behind like whatever y'all saw on my Instagram story. Behind that is just the it's like the just imagine like the seediest looking bar y'all ever seen.
Where is this? This in Vegas?
Yeah, this is on the west side.
Oh.
This is on the west side, behind the circle.
I thought, like, I could have sworn, like, it looked like it was, like, in some rural, like, Utah town.
No.
Like, drive out the city in, like, Idaho. And they ain't got shit else to do except go there. No.
That shit is on the west side. But
so people willingly went there. They like, the west side, like, you know, it's, like, 10 minutes down the strip. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be on Fremont.
Mm-hmm.
And people chose to go there instead.
Yeah. Anywho.
This generation's
cooked. So I'm at the bar chilling and shit, and this girl walk in. And she's opening the door, the door with her left hand, and she got her free hand on, I guess, her boyfriend's face, whatever, right? So they walk in kind of like that, and then she kind of announces, she's like, does anyone have a first aid kit? And we're like, huh? She takes her hand off. All this of homie's face is just bloody as fuck, bleeding and shit, and I'm like, oh fuck, what the fuck did I get myself into?
What happened to him?
I get them pits is crazy. Like, you know how motherfuckers were getting swung on? Somebody swung on him.
That big okay, of a okay. Cut. Can any one of both of you guys explain why
thank you.
They hit each other? Why they
I don't know.
No, but you participated. So like let's say there's a dinner party and the people are getting pushed.
I wasn't swinging on motherfuckers.
You getting swung on though.
Yeah. I was not. Let's clear this up real quick. If a motherfucker that night swung on me, the room would have got to shaking.
Yo, you already shaking your ass.
Huh?
Hey, bro.
Fuck.
Right,
hey, bro. Wrap
it
up.
Okay, but regardless of why they do it or not,
uh-huh.
I'm not going nowhere where idiots are just in a circle swinging on each other.
That's just so weird.
What the fuck am I going to go there for?
Just hang in the back. I was hanging in the back.
I feel like there's levels to it, too, because you got the people who are, like, locked in, right? Yes. They want to swing.
Yes.
Then you got the other crowd where, like, they're thinking about it. And then you got the people on the outside that are like,
you know what this reminds me of?
I'm a vibe.
You know what this is literally the same situation as?
Mm-hmm.
The Diddy party.
Literally.
Y'all are literally like, oh, I went to the Diddy party, but like they wilding out over there with LeBron oiled up. I'm over here in the back kicking
bro,
it.
Stop.
Literally the exact same
stop.
Shit, by the way.
I would pull up
same shit,
one.
By the way.
Stop
yes
it.
Or no?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Are y'all slow?
No. How? Tell me how it's not
it
the same
white,
thing.
It wasn't the Diddy party,
the
though.
Diddy
we're talking about the white
party. We're talking about a
white
concert.
Party.
Yeah, but I'm asking you.
You're talking about a place where motherfuckers are getting sexually assaulted and shit.
Okay, I'm asking you this.
Were people getting assaulted over there?
Yes, physically assaulted.
Actually,
one guy did literally bloody.
Let me tell the story.
A Diddy party bloody.
So,
to this day, we don't know. Hasn't came out. Well,
so,
don't say
y'all remember my story? The motherfucker looked like Gilly the Kid and shit?
No, we just talked about that.
It's on my IG. Okay, so
I'm
going to
pull it up.
Keith's plugging the IG.
Okay, a motherfucker walked in, and he looked, I swear to God, when he walked in, he looked like Gilly the Kid. I was like, what the fuck is Gilly the Kid doing here and shit? So anywho, whatever.
We're Wallaway.
No, oh God. Anywho, whatever. Like they were doing some shit in the concert where they would like do suicide. Back in no, I'm serious. I'm not even
the pacer test, bro.
No. Yes, yes. No, I'm not even joking.
He do look like Gilly.
He do look like Gilly.
Bro, you know what's crazy? Hold on. Let me. I hope the camera can pick this up.
Yeah. No. We'll do it for the clip.
We'll do it. But look, I hope the camera can pick that up, bro. This dude. it's funny as fuck because like you could tell he's young.
Yes,
but he looked old as shit because he looked like Gilly.
Yes, man.
He looked like Gilly.
And for some reason, like he was sagging, but like his pants were—I don't know. Anywho,
the fuck, yeah, his pants are like at his knees.
Yeah, I don't know. He was sagging hard as a bitch. But anywho, right?
Nah, this shit
is—they're doing this shit in the concert where they're running suicides, right?
That shit look like the fucking special ed classroom when you know when you're like going to the bathroom and you walk past a special ed classroom.
They're just running.
It's just two like people just swinging shit. Right.
But let me explain. They're right, doing suicides and shit, right? And anytime they would get to the other side of the wall, they start swinging and shit, right? So I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers are tripping, right? So there's a girl in front of me, and what's it called? I guess they knew each other or some shit, like, I don't know, right?
He started swinging on her?
No. Let me explain. He ran to the other side of the room, then ran back to the side of the room I'm on. And I think he, like, got handsy with or something. I don't know. He did too much. I don't know. All I know is this chick, like, literally just fucking, like, she started choking the shit out this motherfucker, like that. He was like, okay. I'm like, oh, shit. Gilly the Kid finna get his ass beat tonight, right? So he runs away. He runs back. He does another suicide. He falls. While he's falling, I'm not even playing on everything I love. Somebody kicked him in the head. I swear to God, while he was falling, somebody went, kicked his ass in the head. I'm like, oh shit, this motherfucker might get jumped tonight, right? His homie, I guess, or somebody that knew him, ran from the other side of it, like, did a marathon sprint and grabbed him by, like, the shoulder. You know, like, when you're in the club and, like, somebody grab you, like, hey, bro, chill.
Yeah.
They did that to his ear, like, hey, bro, chill. They finna beat your ass in here tonight. You gotta cool out. And then Gilly the Kid was like, all right, for sure. All right, cool. Right, I'm gonna chill out. But I'm like, yo, this is crazy right now.
And you stayed?
Nigga, I had a job to do, you fucking idiot. What you mean?
But Alfredo said he would go there willingly.
Yeah. Wow, come on, man.
I didn't know it was that bad. Like,
it was chill.
Like,
it was that chill. Bad. No,
you
it was
saw
that
the
bad.
Story, then, idiot.
I just saw him be scared.
That was a chill. No,
but it was really...
I'll be scared. It must be real chill over there.
You know what's so crazy, too? Vegas, the night I went out and shit, that was chill. They went to Salt Lake City the day before or whatever. Salt Lake City, they was really whooping on people in Salt Lake City. No, I'm not even joking, bro.
Told you.
So I was chilling with the drummer of the band. Shout out my dog, Pete. He put me on them tequila sodas and shit. But anywho, he showed me a video on his phone, bro. It was like... No, can I explain?
They shot out tequila sodas.
Yeah, that's so random. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that shit was good. Anywho. He showed me a video on his phone. Like, it was like, I guess, like, there's like a bunch of meatheads or some shit in Salt Lake City. I don't.
Probably like biker gangs and shit.
Something like that. Yeah. They started whooping motherfuckers' asses for real. Yeah. I'm like, damn.
I told you. That's why I was saying, like, in other cities, you ain't got shit else to do. So you're like, fuck, it's Friday night.
Right. But that's what he was saying. I might as well go. I'm just like, damn. How the fuck you go there willingly
in Vegas, bro? Like, you got so much shit to do. It's like, you know, like, there's a reason Ohio's the fucking opioid fucking center of the country. Because there ain't shit else to do in fucking Ohio.
Yeah.
It's cooked. All right. But, like, you got so many options here. Why the fuck would you go there willingly on a Saturday, Friday night?
You know what I was thinking after leaving that concert?
I should never come back here again.
No, I'm going to come back for sure. I fuck with him. But I'm saying we should start a band. Why not us? We should start a band.
OTR
Why
band.
Not us?
Come on, man. Yeah.
All right. Let's go down the line. What instrument would you play?
Shit, the cello.
All right, our band's cooked cello. Already.
What the fuck are we going to do with a cello?
It's not an orchestra, retard.
Bro, come on. You got to pick a cooler instrument than a cello.
I'll do electric guitar.
Okay. I'm the lead singer. What you mean?
We're cooked.
How are we cooked? What you mean?
All right.
Give us, bro.
I'll be the band manager. Let me be behind the scenes.
Okay. What you gonna do?
Me?
Yeah.
I'll be lead singer.
No, I'm the lead singer.
Well, I'm lead singer.
I'm the lead singer.
We got auditions now.
You know, this reminds me of
Otis Redding and
David Ruffin.
David Ruffin.
Ain't nobody trying to see you, Otis.
Fuck.
Fire back at him. You never watched the movie.
I never watched the movie.
You read the book?
No, I ain't know. I know goddamn anybody he's talking about. What'd you just say?
Dog, you just murmured like Boomhauer. You just murmured for like
that y'all sound like a Rallo song.
Yeah, man. But anywho, shout out to Taranay. Y'all go check out New Age Prayer and shit. You know what I mean? And check out my photography work on my page. My photos came out dope. So yeah. You know what I mean? But that's really what I'm trying to get into, like the end of the year, this upcoming year. Just show them different types of shit. That's
I don't know if we can start a band, but I'll be down to do it for like one night. Okay. Like rehearse. Yeah. Like get someone to really teach us what to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm good. I know what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I'm singing. What you mean?
The shower?
All right. Well, what are you singing? Yeah. What? Like we have to come up with original music or we're doing covers.
And it can't be opium.
Shit. Nah, yeah, I ain't down to do no opium shit. It gotta be some real music.
Shit.
What do you see me singing?
I see you singing. Nothing. What the fuck? Problem, I don't even know, bro. I'm gonna be honest. That shit's tough.
Rod Wave?
Sugar.
No, for sure not Rod Wave.
We got take it. That. Okay. This is the last episode we're ever gonna mention Diddy. Until he goes to jail.
Why are you trying?
No more Diddy.
Isn't he in jail now?
He's in bookings.
Oh.
Yeah.
You like him.
I don't. Fuck Diddy.
What you mean by fuck Diddy?
What camera? Is this the camera?
How? Yeah.
Fuck Diddy.
But how?
Are you slow?
Like baby oil or no baby oil?
Yeah. How you gonna fuck him?
Hey, bro. Yo, I can't do this.
Oh, my
please,
God.
Please, let's move on.
All right, let's transition to the next
topic.
Please,
please.
At the same time, that was the same week, right?
Yeah.
So that, you did that, what was it, like Wednesday, Thursday?
No, that was Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, shit,
that was a Saturday.
Maybe that was a week before.
Yeah.
No, it's been a minute.
So the very next weekend, little did we know.
Uh-huh.
We'd have our own experience.
Oh, my God.
So,
dude.
All right, starting at the beginning, we were supposed to go camping. Mm-hmm. Noah wasn't going to come because he was like, fuck y'all. I ain't dealing with these fucking idiots.
Noah would camp, but he would go to a fighting party.
Yeah, no.
That's honestly more dangerous.
Yeah, it's way more dangerous.
I actually saw someone get hurt. That's the crazy part.
Someone's face was cut open.
Yeah.
Buck 50. All right, anyways. anyways, we were supposed to go camping for Alfredo's video. We're gonna fish. It was gonna be dope, bro. I was like actually really excited to go.
I was excited too.
But no
man.
One was fucking awake
anyway.
Shut
the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up
because we about to cook your little ass.
Oh my God.
All right.
Can I tell a story?
No.
Before we go, right?
Let me take it from here.
Before we went to Tijuana, this idiot bought a truck. truck was nice. Mm-hmm. Was nice. Mm-hmm. Keyword.
Was.
Was. All right. Nah, definitely was.
That shit was fire, to be honest.
Was.
But it was kind of cooked. There was something wrong with it. And it was crazy because like, we got a kind of a foreshadow of that. When we were going to Tijuana, the morning of, we parked like right up front. And then the Domino's big-ass 18-wheeler delivery was like, yo, can you actually like move back? Because I need this spot so I can deliver the shit. He's like, all right. And it wouldn't start. And we had to just put it in neutral and roll it back.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to have gotten fixed, whatever, like shit. It was complicated. I get it. We were supposed to go in that morning of. Right, first Alfredo texts like at 3 a.m. He's like, guys, let's go at 6 instead of 4.
Mind you, we're still leaving at 4 a.m.
Yes,
and he texts us at 3 o'clock.
He's like, let's go at 6 instead. I'm like,
I was in bed. That's why I was like, hey, low key, if I can get 2 more hours of sleep, I'm goated. I'm all good.
The fuck? Who cares about you, Alfredo? We're trying to fish.
Regardless, I'd be in a good mood for the content. I can't be like, so guys, today we're gonna be fishing.
You actually can,
huh?
You can. That's fishing. You're not supposed to be hype. Supposed to be respectful. It's like chess, like tennis. You don't clap. You don't cheer.
Bro, if I was playing chess, I'd be going crazy.
All right.
I'd be.
That's why you don't play chess. That's why you don't. If regardless.
Okay.
Morning of, that happens.
Wait, and then this idiot calls and he's like, mind you, the day before I was doing maintenance on the truck, so I had changed the oil.
Here come the excuse.
Wait. How about he gets to the point where we find out about that shit? Because I don't want to.
Okay, wait. Just so everybody knows, Brandon's known about the issue of the truck not starting, right?
Okay.
And I tell him, I'm like, yo, I'm going to do maintenance on and then Wednesday, I come to the studio.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was here for. But whatever. I was in the studio. I'm telling Brandon, I'm like, hey, just double check. Like, we're going camping. Yeah. He's like, yeah. I'm like, cool. I said, we're taking my truck. Yeah. And he's like, yeah. I was like, cool. Just letting you know, like, it didn't start today. I'm going to do maintenance on it Friday. But, like, if it don't work, it may not work. And he's like, okay, whatever. And I could just go home. Thursday, I was just busy. So Friday, I was doing the maintenance. So I did all the maintenance on the truck that I could, given we're going to leave at 4 a.m. in the morning. So I get home late, like maybe like around 10-ish, and I didn't pack. So I'm just there, and I just start packing like at 10 or whatever. And then the next morning, like at 3 a.m. when I was about to start the truck at 3 a.m. And I was like, oh shit, whatever. And
trying to think of his excuse. No, that shouldn't be working though.
Should not. Let him.
I turn on the truck, or I try to turn on the truck, my fault, and it doesn't turn on. It just turns over.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh shit, right? And then I was like, okay, and I try to figure it out, okay? And shit's not working.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, okay, this kind of fucked, right? Now, mind you, at this point in time, I think it's like 6 in the morning or some shit like this.
Mm.
Yeah, and I text. I'm like, hey, are we going? Because it's like 6 in the morning now, okay? And Alfredo should have been up, and Brandon should have been up because we changed time from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. And so it's like 6 in the morning.
I got a question, though. If we were going at 6 a.m., why were we starting the truck at 3 a.m.?
No, actually, my fault. I didn't start the truck at 3. Okay. I was putting stuff in the truck. I was putting stuff in the truck at 3 a.m.
All right, okay.
Okay. And so I tried to charge the truck. It don't turn on. I'm like, shit, right? I text in the group chat, hey, are we still going? Or some shit like that, right? No, I texted, are we still going before? Okay. And I tried to turn on the truck. My fault. Wait.
See?
No.
Speaking shit up.
I would pull up the text. But then I text, hey, are we still going? Nobody answers. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I tried fixing the truck. Shit don't work.
Okay. Actually, I did answer.
Oh, what? Yeah, but you said some shit like.
Okay.
Nobody answered.
But
you said the wrong answer.
No. He was like, oh, I think Brandon's sleeping. He didn't say anything. Like, it was just like, oh, I think Brandon's sleeping. I was like, okay, whatever. Anyways, I'm trying to fix the truck. Shit don't work, and I'm like, fuck it, whatever. No one's awake except for Alfredo. Brandon's not awake.
No one's awake except for Alfredo, when there's only two people.
And then it's like maybe
you're waiting on a classroom full of people or some shit.
Only Alfredo's awake.
Uh-huh. Mind you, we're supposed to meet up at his house at 6. Brandon's house at 6.
No, 4.
After Alfredo said like 6.
Okay, 6.
And so it's like maybe 6:30, 6:40 o'clock in the morning, and Brandon still doesn't text. I'm like, whatever, fuck it. Like, we're not going because Brandon's not awake. I'm tired as fuck. I didn't sleep the whole night, okay? And the truck didn't work. So I'm like, whatever. And as soon as I get into bed, I'm literally about to fall asleep. And then Brandon texts me. He's like, hey, like, where you at? Some shit like that. And I'm like, whatever. And then I call him. And I tell him on the phone. I'm like, hey, dude, I tried to turn on the truck. Shit doesn't work. And he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, yeah.
No, he didn't.
I said, we could pull up, but like, it just doesn't work. And he's like, okay, yeah, just pull up.
No, he didn't.
And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Didn't say that.
Now, maybe I misheard.
No, maybe you misspoke because you didn't say that.
I swear to God, I said that.
You didn't.
I pull up in my Audi, and he's like, where's the truck? I'm like, I just told you this morning, like literally 30 minutes ago, that truck didn't work. That didn't start this morning. And I had done maintenance on it the day before. I don't know what if I fucked up something. And he's like, no, you didn't. And so I'm like,
can I tell a real story, chat?
Yeah, can you?
Can I tell a real story, please?
Last time this happened, like when he was trying to explain to us, we were there for like over like half an hour just listening to
him. Just going in circles.
You know he BSing the whole time.
Like Noah is objective. He doesn't know either story.
I zoned out.
Thank you.
This story done went 1,000 different places. 4 p.m., 6 p.m., Audi, the truck don't work.
Travis Scott.
Brandon, please. 4 a.m., 6 a.m.
Brandon, please tell the story.
This is the real story, right?
Please.
The real story.
So we're planning to go. And Alfredo literally says, do we have a truck to go? He's like, if not, I'm going to rent a van. He actually sent me text messages, screenshots of him looking up a van to rent to go camping.
Mm-hmm.
This was prior.
Like 2 weeks ago, maybe. Two, 3 weeks before we went. Then I told Benji, and I said, okay, we're going to go this weekend. And he's like, okay, I might go out of town for work. So it'll be that weekend or the weekend after, whatever else. I don't know when I'm going to leave, but just letting you know. It ended up working out. He could stay. We were going to go October 5th, that Saturday. And then he said, let's go in the truck. Mm-hmm. Nobody said like, yo, Benji, like, could we go in your truck? Who should we go? It was never, he volunteered it. He said, let's go in the truck. I was like, all right, bet. So I told Alfredo like, okay, we're going to go in Benji's truck. That was that. He did come Wednesday and he did say, okay, I'm going to take a look at the truck because I don't know. It's been kind of like starting, not starting, whatever. And I said, okay, just let me know. That was it. So I knew it, whatever the problem was, but I said, let me know, therefore we can adjust. It wasn't until the morning of when we called, he didn't say, oh, it doesn't work. I didn't say like, oh, just pull up anyway. Why would I say it? It doesn't make no sense. He said, I'm scared to take it because I don't know if it's going to turn on or not. So in my mind, I'm thinking like, oh, it's like shaky if it turns on or not. Like, meaning like it can turn on, but I just don't know, like sometimes it'll turn on, sometimes it'll turn off. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, doesn't matter, we'll figure it out, just pull up. That's what I said. And then he pulls up and me and Alfredo are waiting, right? I'm like bringing all my shit outside. I got it's my like fucking clothes packed. I got my fishing reels all ready to go, like tackle boxes ready. I got bait. Like I'm good. I'm chilling, like ready to fucking go. And then this idiot pulls up in the Audi and I'm like, pulls up with fucking Pit Vipers blasting Brazilian music.
I was wearing Pit Vipers.
Pit Vipers blasting Brazilian music. Or whatever it was. Blasting Brazilian music. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bro, when I tell you I was pissed, like I was literally, bro, I was heated. Cause I done like woke up early, got all my shit ready.
You didn't wake up on time.
I did. I was just getting all my shit packed. We don't like plan this whole thing out. I'm excited to go. I haven't been fishing in a long time. I'm like, damn, this is gonna be fun. Like, I'm about to have fun, like get content and we're gonna fish. And then this idiot pulls up, he's like, what are you guys looking at me for? As if he had no idea.
That shit pissed me off.
Yes or no?
Why are you looking at so stupid, bro?
No, yes,
like, what?
Yes.
What's going on?
I called him 20 minutes prior. I'm like, yo, the truck don't start. He's like, just come anyways.
No, he did it.
And
no.
I was like, okay.
I just told you what
no,
I said.
There's no way he would have said pull up anyways. Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
it doesn't make no sense.
We
can't pull up if you don't have a truck.
Mind you, the truck worked Friday when I took it to work and I did the maintenance and everything. So that's what it caught me off guard. But like literally, I pull up.
You didn't
there.
Ask any question. We're like, oh, so how are we gonna work it out? Like, how are we gonna, you know? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Are you sure? I would have made sure he heard me because I'm like, that's a crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
It's like, are you sure? Like,
no. Okay. At 6:40 in the morning, I'm like, yo, truck don't start. I'm not going. And he's like, what do you mean you're not going?
No,
I'm
he
like,
didn't.
It's not what
don't
you
start.
Said. I know damn well that's not what you
that's
said.
Not what you,
I know damn
you,
well.
That whole story you told, you never said that. Now all of a sudden, that's what you said.
It's what I implicated. I was like, hey, yo, dude.
Oh my
like,
god.
It's what I implicated. So did you say it or did you not say it? Okay, at 6:40 in the morning.
This was your herb. That's what
I'm saying.
All right, bro. All right.
It was like 6:40 in the morning, and I called Brandon. I'm like, yo, dude, I'm about to go to sleep right now. I didn't sleep all night.
You got fucked up.
I don't give a fuck. So you up. Knew we were going. I don't give a fuck if you slept 1 hour. I don't give a fuck if you didn't sleep in the last 72 hours.
But okay.
If you knew, sleep before. How about you sleep before?
So that's why I call you and I'm telling you, like, yo, truck don't start. I didn't sleep. I'm just staying
home. I
know
damn well you didn't say that. Because if you would have said that, he would have been like, oh, Alfredo, let's not do this no more. Let's reschedule.
Yeah.
Or some shit. I would have stayed home. I would have slept in. Nah. Nah. Bro pulls up
nothing.
In a sedan. I'm like, all right, bro. What the fuck am I supposed to do with that bullshit? All right.
Loki, we still could have camped on that.
Oh and my then, god, bro.
And then he like parks behind Alfredo. Uh-huh. Me and Alfredo are talking. This idiot falls asleep.
Yes,
and then he like calls my phone.
Hold on.
He falls asleep in the car.
Yeah, 7 a.m.
7 a.m. Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker is passed out at the wheel. Like,
yes,
yeah. Yeah.
Parks behind, right? Falls asleep.
Yeah.
Calls the phone like 11 minutes after.
Yeah.
He's like, where are you guys at?
Okay,
I don't know how long I fell asleep for.
No. So I pull up, and it's like 7 in the morning, right? And then we're just arguing like about like all the truck and shit like that. And I'm like, dude, whatever, right? And I see both of them, right? But they're like, Alfredo has his car door open, so I see it, and I park behind his car.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon's truck is in front, so mm-hmm. I see Brandon's truck.
Mm-hmm.
When I park behind Alfredo, I don't see his truck no more, right? But not the point. Point is,
okay,
I'm
why
so
you
tired.
Mention it then? Okay, like
no,
what the fuck?
No,
is
little
the
kid,
point?
No, wait. I fall asleep. Okay, I fall asleep. Right?
Did you turn the car off before you fell asleep?
Yeah, I was off and everything.
Okay,
and I fall asleep.
Was blue.
I didn't check what time it was when I fell asleep. But
right.
I was like,
were there
on
clouds?
The phone
yeah,
with them, and I was like, yeah, dude, whatever. And then
yeah.
I fall asleep.
Yeah,
and I wake up and it felt like I slept for like 30 minutes. Okay, and I wake up, I'm like, shit. I'm like, both Alfredo's car doors are closed. I don't see anybody inside. And I'm like, shit. And Brandon's truck is in front of Alfredo's, but I don't see his truck.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shit, these guys just left. And I'm
we
like,
should have.
And I was like, fuck, I might as well just go back home, right? So I call Brandon. I'm like, where the fuck you guys at, right? And then I see like Alfredo's arm sticks out the window. I'm like, oh, never mind. They still here. But no, deadass. And so it was like 7 in the morning, right? So the sun's rising.
Yeah.
And like when I had fallen asleep, it wasn't fully risen.
Yeah.
And then by the time I wake up.
What does this shit have anything to do with the story?
No.
Risen isn't fully risen, okay, you dumbass. Okay. It's 7 in the morning.
But when I wake up.
What are you talking about?
When I wake up, the sun's all in my face. And I was just like, shit, I fell asleep for like 2 hours. That's what I thought had happened. I thought I was like, damn.
Oh, shit. And so how long did he actually fall asleep for?
Like, literally?
10 minutes.
Less than 10 minutes. Like, okay. Probably like 8 minutes.
So he took a nap. Like that.
Yeah.
Cat nap. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. And that was literally just a precursor for the fucking shit show of a weekend this little idiot was going to take us on.
Oh, my God, right? Bro.
So after that, I was like, we went out, we got breakfast. Yeah. We went back. I'm like, fuck, bro. I was low-key. I was like, man, I'm disappointed. Yeah. I was like, you know what? It is what it is. Yeah. And then he's like, I'm going to see if it starts. He's like, I'm going to try to get it to work. Let's go off-roading later. And I said,
No, wait. Mind you, I didn't know that the off-roading he mentioned was in that same truck at first. So I didn't even.
Okay,
I
thought did we were you gonna, ask?
I asked after.
Shit. No, okay. This is the same shit. You were like, you should have just been like, hey, in what truck? Hey,
and
in what
I did.
Fucking car?
I fucked up.
Because you could have been like, hey, if we're going off-roading later, we could use that truck now to go camping. But you ain't say shit.
No, but the reasonable thing was what he assumed. Because no one would assume, like, why would we go? Why would it work later, but it doesn't work right now?
Yeah, like, I was like,
that
okay,
was
no,
the thing.
Okay.
I thought you had, like, homies or something. We're going to, like, go to, like, a spot that they do off-roading at.
So when I was up at, like, 6 in the morning and when I gave up, I had gone, fell asleep, and I
made myself coffee.
I fell asleep.
Read the morning paper, did the crossword.
No, I was just trying shit out.
Watch the morning news,
Five across.
And shit didn't work. And then when I went over there to Brandon's house, I like right before, how I fell asleep, I was like, yeah, I wonder like what I'm going to do to turn it on. And I was like, okay, I think I might just unplug the battery and just leave it unplugged because whatever it may be, because it cranks, but it doesn't start.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just like, okay, I think if I unplug the battery, it might work. Uh-huh. So I go home and I just nap the whole fucking time. Like, I wake up like 8 p.m. and they're texting me because
So you napped for like from 6, 7 a.m.?
No. We got breakfast. By the time I got home, was like 11.
Okay.
40, some shit like that.
Okay.
So, and I had said, hey, let's just
you
go off.
You didn't nap then, you just slept.
Whatever.
9 hours. It's not a nap.
I fell asleep, right? And I wake up. You know, I wake up like at 8, and I'm like, oh, let me start the truck or some shit like that, right? But the thing is, when I got home, I forgot to take off the battery thingy out. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do anything. And I figured out, let me just start the truck.
Mm-hmm.
I go to start the truck. Shit doesn't work. And I'm like, oh, whatever. And I unplug the battery, and I just go back to bed. Mm-hmm. I literally just fall asleep. I'm like, yeah, we're not doing this shit.
Okay.
Sunday.
No, you skipped a very important thing.
What?
So after we get food, right?
Yes.
We start talking about the off-roading thing.
Yes.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'll fix it. We'll go off-roading. And I literally said, okay, bet. I'm going to go buy. He's like, let's do a carne asada. We'll go off-roading. I said, okay, I'm going to go buy the stuff. Let me know.
For a carne asada.
Yeah. Okay. And then Alfredo was like, okay, yeah, I'm down. Let's do it. We made plans to go.
Yeah.
And then he does the same thing again. Like the moment of when we're like, okay, like, what's up?
No,
I'm texting.
I told you. I said, I don't know if the car's going to start.
No,
though.
Wait. Actually, let me pull up the. Actually, I know that shit was crazy because I know the way I texted. I did not expect him to.
He was pissed. Yeah, Alfredo was pissed. I was reading. I was like, Alfredo low-key pissed.
Let me see. Oh, man.
Oh, was it on Saturday? After, like, after?
Yeah, after.
I was sleeping this whole time. I was sleeping.
So, okay, regardless. He made his plans, and then he's like, last minute again, he's like, yeah, truck don't start. So I'm like, okay, what the fuck? I guess plans canceled again.
Uh-huh.
We're right ever. Mind you, Sunday, he was supposed to go to a baby shower.
To a baby shower.
Shut the fuck up. I fucked that baby shower.
Why?
I don't give a fuck about no baby
shower. That's an early ass baby shower too.
Yes.
Bro.
Okay. Well, have you ever been to a baby shower? What time do they usually start?
They start like
2 p.m.
6 p.m.
Yes. Thank 2
p.m.
Woo! You literally said noon.
It was 1. I said 1.
Who does a brunch fucking baby shower?
Oh my God.
Regardless. Before we went camping, he's like, what time are we coming back Sunday? And I'm like, the fuck does it matter, bro? Like, we booked the whole weekend. Like, we're supposed to be. He's like, I got to go to a baby shower. And he's like, I'm just making sure that I'm back in time. He's like, because you said we were leaving in the morning. And he's like, what time's the baby shower? 1. I'm like, so basically got to leave in the morning so you can go back to the dumbass baby shower. No. So regardless, doesn't change shit. Regardless, we make plans. Got an asada canceled on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Sunday comes. And then I'm trolling him. I'm like, well, yo, what's the baby shower address? I'm about to pull up.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, chill. And then I'm like, all right. He sends a picture of the truck after, and I guess it's working now. And he's like, I forgot if he said it then or later. He's like, off-roading. And then
Oh yeah, I just,
and then I said, let's go, and then Alfredo's like, nah, I'm not trusting you until like you guarantee that it's working. I'm not getting plans canceled again. In other words, but that's kind of what he said.
I just don't trust his plans no more. Yeah, I don't trust that he's like gonna follow up anymore.
No way, Jade actually read the text. Regardless, Benji actually, I called him on my, are we actually going? And he's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, you want to come get you? I was like, okay, bet, pull up. So he pulls up, and then that's when I call Alfredo. I'm like, yeah, he's actually coming, whatever. So we decide to go.
No, no, no. I decide. Actually, guys, I don't think I want to come. Right? I'm telling Brandon, hey, maybe next time. You know, maybe one more time, or when I know the truck actually works. And then Brandon's like, nah, man, come on, the content, bro, the content.
I didn't lie.
He did not lie one time. So I pulled up anyways, right?
And he was like, oh, but I want to be going home at 10:30.
Yeah, I was like driving home.
It was like 7:30 at the time. Yeah, because I want to be driving home at 10:30, and I'm like. Our Loki was like, yeah, we ain't going to be done by then, but just come anyway.
Wait. No, when Brandon called me, because I had turned the truck on, and I texted, and none of them answered. I was like, whatever. I said, you know what? I get it, because truck didn't start. I get it. So I turned off the truck, and I was like, I was just doing shit inside, right?
Dude always want to make himself seem like the reasonable person.
No.
I get it. I understand.
No, and then Brandon's,
if that were me?
Brandon's blowing up my phone, and I didn't know it because I'm.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I
didn't blow your phone up.
I literally said, what's the move? Because you had sent the picture.
He said, hey, little guy, what's the move? And then you called me like 3 times.
No, I called you once.
Anyways, not the point. Point is, I caught him in the call, like, I don't know, whatever call. Mm-hmm. I think it was like going to voicemail, and I answered it, and I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's like, hey, are we actually going? I was like, we can't. I was gonna go get gas real quick. And he was like, oh, whatever. Because Sam's Club closes at fucking like 8 on or 9 on the Saturday.
Uh-huh. So Sam's
Club. See how this shit means? It doesn't fucking mean
Sam's
Club difference.
Is the only place you can get gas if you really need it.
If I need gas for the Raptor, it fills up $115. I'm gonna go to Sam's Club for the truck.
Okay. But see how like this shit doesn't add anything to the story? What the fuck does it matter?
I'm telling you timeline-wise.
Okay. You need to get it, whatever.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Then you got break. You got, what were you eating? What were you wearing at the time?
So what else?
Right. Exactly. That's literally how you tell the story, though.
Anyways, so Brandon's like, yeah, come pick me up right now. I'm like, okay, whatever. And so I go pick him up.
See, where is Sam's Club?
I was, but then I was going to make it in time. And they would have closed. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. Okay.
What the fuck did it add to the story? It didn't add shit.
I'm telling you timeline-wise story.
Who gives a fuck? Like, when you're telling stories, we don't give a shit. Anyways, you went to Sam's Club.
But I wasn't going to make it, so I didn't end up going.
Don't add it. So, yeah, we just go to his house. He gets Alfredo in there, and then we start. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Nah, you know how I knew it was going to be fucked?
Yeah.
Remember when he tried to turn on music and that shit was loud as fuck?
Oh, that shit was horrible.
Bro, that shit like ear, literally, bro, like on like 2000 volume, bro. The whole neighborhood probably heard that shit. Uh-huh. I thought everyone speakers blew out. Uh-huh. That shit was loud as fuck. And I'm like, the fuck are you doing, bro?
Okay.
And then I was like, whatever. And then we start driving. He starts driving like a dumbass down the neighborhood. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Bro, going straight for a house and he just bricks last minute.
Yes. And I'm like, okay,
no, because, okay, so one of your. It was Alfredo.
Alfredo
was my fucking energy drink, right?
He gave you an energy drink?
No, I brought vitamin water for both these retards, and I brought myself a Red Bull.
Can we ease on the use of the R word?
No.
It is
appropriate at times.
Right, and so Alfredo takes my fucking Red Bull. He's like, oh, a Red Bull, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's like,
they didn't. I gave it to him.
Or whatever. And he's like, oh, a Red Bull, right? And I'm like, give it back. And he's like, nah. I'm like, childish. Bruh, that shit.
What you mean? After the whole weekend you put me through?
Yeah, after the whole weekend, you can't give him a Red Bull?
And then he puts it on his lap, like right here, right? And I'm like, all right.
Well, I was really trying to get it, but I had a camera and a light in my hand.
So where
do you leave it? Where do you leave it?
He put it right there.
And he's like, come get it.
I ain't do that shit.
And then he tried to get it.
And I want to go get it. And I was like,
nah, man was actually trying to grab.
I know.
I was overshooting. I'm not going to lie.
What am I hearing right now?
Yes.
It has no relevance to the story. I don't know why you brought it up.
You
said I was going straight to a random house. That's when I grabbed the energy drink.
Regardless. I'm sitting there normal as fuck, right?
Oh, mind you, I'm driving
What? Oh, cut that
regardless.
Out. Regardless.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, cut
that out. How? Edit. Why? It's the scientific term for these
Anyways,
guys.
Anyways, we go to the spot for off-roading, right? And I dig out, and I go to the fucking road, and on the road, you can follow the gas lines,
and that's the trails. Okay.
He kept spamming that.
The gas lines?
Follow the gas lines. Follow the gas lines.
What are the gas lines?
So over there, it's like nothing's developed. Like one of the owners doesn't want to build shit. They're pulling permits, whatever city, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. So there's still these industrial gas lines where they have underneath the ground just for like natural gas.
Whatever. Right.
And so because of that, they put these stakes in there so people don't dig down there or anything like that city-wise. So you don't cause an explosion. Because of that, you can take these trails and all you gotta do is follow these gas lines every single time. And there's like a few different trails. So I start going through there and it's rocky, okay? Most of it's rock. But if you go maybe like 2-3 miles out, you start to get to the sands. And there's called like the Crazy Eights. Okay? And it's mainly meant for razors or K&Ms or buggies, whatever. And so I get to a point and it's like a 45 degree hill that's probably like 100 feet in the air. And I'm like, I think I'm going to hit this, right?
Okay, regardless, right? You get there and everybody's in like Can-Ams, razors, whatever, cool.
Yeah.
We're driving. He's like, I don't know. He's like, fuck, where's the entrance? I don't know where it is. So already I'm like, this idiot doesn't know shit.
Yeah.
He's driving.
It's a whole street.
He's driving and I'm like, we got to take air out the tires.
I said, did you hear him say that?
I think he said that.
Yes.
I said he grinded.
No, he dead ass.
I got the footage, so we can just look back always.
I said it.
Thank you for recording all this shit.
I said it. I literally was like, you got to take air out the tires because everybody knows if you're about to drive, especially in sand, you got to take air out the tires. And the thing about going out there is like the terrain switches so suddenly. Like you'll be on gravel and then you'll be on rocks and you'll be on sand. And it's like, you don't even, like you take one corner and then you're on sand and you're fucked. Like you don't have enough time to react and be like, oh shit, I can't go into sand.
Yeah.
And when I saw this big ass hill he's about to go on, like it's dark, so it's hard to see. I thought it was sand. And if it was sand, I told him, bro, if it was sand, we would have flipped the truck over. Cause it was that steep. We would have just got stuck. Yeah. It would have flipped. Oh shit. And then he actually he's like, see, I did it. So after this, I know he's feeling himself, right?
No. We make it, right? I'm like, ha, I did it, right? The same shit I just said. Okay, so I'm up the hill, right? And I go to make a U-turn to come back down.
That was my next sentence.
As I'm going out to make the U-turn, it goes from like gravel, and then when I make the U-turn, the second half, it's just sand. As I'm driving on the sand, I realize I'm not in 4x4 low. I'm 4x4 high because I went up the hill.
How long did it take you to realize you were in a 4x4, not that truck?
No. Okay, so 4x4 low is meant for sand or only low speeds. 4x4 high is when you're gassing it.
Oh, the top. Okay.
So I was in 4x4 high up there, and I was like, I got to be in 4x4 low. And I'm like, or I might get stuck. And so I let go of the gas, which is something you never do at all when you're on sand. So I let go of the gas, and I hit the brakes, and I'm like, oh, shit. And as soon as I say that, I sink. And I was just like, bro.
No. That was the first time. The first time we got to the sand, we stopped, and then he kept going, and we were like, oh, shit, we're good. And that's when I said again, I was like, see, you got to take air out the tires, because I knew, it's going to switch up. And he's like, okay, we got lucky. So we got lucky the first time, got out the sand. Then I know he was feeling good because he hit that hill. We went over like this small other hill, and as we were turning around to come back down, there's sand again. And it's kind of like a hill, so it's inclined, and then we're driving this way, and the truck gets stuck. And he's like, fuck. And then I heard, I think that's when he put it, in 4x4 low, and he gasses it. And that's just like, when we heard the CV axle snap.
And when you're stuck, you're not supposed to turn your wheel, okay? And so what had happened was, because I was making the U-turn still, I was still going to have my wheel turn. And when I changed it to 4x4 low, and then I gas it, my CV axle just snapped. It was just like, boom.
I think I got that on camera, actually. Cause
yeah, you can hear it.
I was outside the
sound.
What's up?
Real quick, have you ever noticed when Benji's telling a story, when it's the truth, he talks really slow. When it's cap, he talks really fast.
Yeah, I have noticed, actually.
It's like, what?
Yeah, he started talking about, it was 6 p.m., I got to get gas at Sam's Club, but when it's just one specific detail, he'll tell the story like a regular person.
Yes. Okay, so, doesn't matter.
See?
No.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Regardless, right? He gasses it. We didn't know it was a CV axle, but we hear something like just fucking, like, crack. And then we're like, just like, and it, just like,
blinking.
Yeah, and then we just hear us just like look at each other like, We're cooked.
Yeah.
So we get out of the truck and I'm like, fuck. Because the back right wheel is literally like three quarters like under the sand. Uh-huh. And then we look, the other ones weren't as bad, but it was still like, and the thing about the sand there, it's so fucking soft. Mm-hmm. Like it's so like soft, bro. It's like literally like water.
Mm-hmm. You step in there, you kind of sink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're like, what the fuck are we going to do? So we start taking down the traction boards. We try to put them under the wheels, but the thing is, like, the chassis of the truck was literally all the way on the ground, so it was literally lifted up. The wheels weren't probably even making contact on the ground, so the wheels would just spin. There was no way we were going to get traction. It was hard as fuck to dig out, and then we couldn't even put it in 4x4 because the fucking CV axle snapped. Mm-hmm. So we were like, what the fuck are we going to do? So we kept trying random shit, and then I decided to go on TikTok Live, and we're just like, what the fuck are we going to do, right? So I go on TikTok Live. And then he starts calling like his sister to like come get a. No, he called his mechanic first. Yeah. Let me tell that.
Yeah. So my the first time I went off road, I went with my mechanic or my buddy, and he has a Shelby Raptor. And so he was telling me, he's like, because we both got Raptors, they're heavy. You don't want to do this. You want to do this. Blah blah blah. And that's how I knew I fucked up when I was going through sand and I stopped. And I was like, fuck, that's stupid. And so I call him and I'm like, yo. You in Vegas? And he's like, nah, dude, I'm in Texas. I'm like, fuck. Right? Mind
so, you. Like, he calls him to come get us. And then I'm looking at him. He's like, hey, Carlos. He's like, are you in Vegas? And he's like, nah, bro, I'm in Texas. Like, fast as fuck, right? And I just look at Benji and he looks at me. He's like, oh, okay. So, like, remember how you told me, like, don't go in the sand, right? Like, it's like, you know, the truck's heavy. It probably gets stuck, right? So, like, theoretically, like, what would happen if, like, I did go in the sand and I got stuck? Like, how would I get unstuck? Yeah. No, at this point, I'm like, idiot.
It wasn't like just that.
Yes, it was.
What do you mean,
yes,
bro?
Yes, exactly. He has the video. Okay.
So, it's like, what, 8 p.m.? So, in Texas, it's 11.
Who gives a 10 p.m. fuck? Oh it could be 3 a.m.
You know,
the story happened the same way.
You can tell, Jit just woke up, okay? I literally just woke him up. And I'm like, yo, hypothetically, how do I get out of sand? Because I remember you mentioned.
What do you mean, hypothetically? You are in sand. Yeah, just say, whatever. Hey, I was driving the sand like a dumbass. I got stuck. How do I get out?
So, anyway, whatever. I'm like, hey, how do I get out? And he's like, I said, oh, because I was asking him, I was like, where did I put the traction boards? Because 4x4 low, how it works, it goes cross patterned, front, left, and right back, or, and it changes like that, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's important. It's important, okay? Because I'm like, hey, how do I put my traction board? So I just put them in the back two, or do I just switch them off? Uh-huh. And he's like, honestly, bro, I don't never use traction boards in my life. And I'm like, bro, right? And so
I'm goaded like that.
Yeah, and
he's so, not an idiot.
And no, but he's told me, he's like, you don't go through the fucking sand. And he's like, unless you want to get stuck. Mm. And I told him, I was like, oh, let's go through sand one time. And he was like, nah. He's like, just drop me off because you might flip. I'm like, all right. So I'm calling him and talking to him, and he's like, yeah, you're supposed to air out. Make sure you keep
Hold on. Somebody who's been there before told you, don't go because you're going to get flipped, and you took us.
No.
He took you on a suicide.
No. Yes.
Yeah, no. I didn't want to go.
He was talking about the crazy eights, and we didn't go through crazy eights.
Doesn't matter. It's the same shit.
No, it's not.
It's sand, idiot.
It's not the same thing.
Okay.
So
I know what it is. The crazy eights is literally just a section where it's all sand, but like, it's kind of like NASCAR where it's like, it's like basically a wall and you have to ride around.
Like, you know, like you seen those people in India when they got motorcycles, they're literally like driving like this way. They're not driving straight. They're like,
he's just saying the road is tilted like this.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's just
NASCAR.
Yeah.
So like it was just crazy eights. Yeah. We weren't in crazy eights at all. It wasn't even angled.
Yes, it was.
No, it was really angled actually.
Okay. That's why the chassis bottom.
And so, he just tells me, like, hey, you're supposed to air out. Make sure you keep it straight. At this point, I already broke the CV axle. And he's like, make sure you keep it straight. And he just told me, like, you're supposed to float on the sand. I'm like, ah, shit. So at this point, I'm calling my sister. I'm like, yo, because she has a truck. And I'm like, yo, can you please come out? Blah, blah, blah. So I got stuck. And she's like, hey, am I going to get stuck? And there's part of the road where I went up and I knew you could avoid the sand. I just didn't avoid the sand. So I'm telling her, yeah, just fuck it. Come here. Even though I had a feeling she was going to get stuck, right? He's on TikTok Live. People are just fucking like trolling us. They're like, damn, Mexican OT stuck. I'm like, bruh. Right?
They call them Mexican OT.
And they're like, yeah, this is staged. Are you in 4x4? How's this? Is this an entry level F-150?
Use traction pads. use this, use that, take air out of the side. Like, then, literally, then, all the shit we already did, they were like, do this, do that.
Air it out.
Like,
air it out.
And I was like, air it out.
They were like, hey, put it in 4x4 low. And I was like,
there's 1,000 people. Like,
a just, thousand?
Yes.
Yeah. God, shit talking to us.
Like, 1,000
people. And then they started showing, they were like, oh, I'm coming in like a cargo heli. Right? Shit from like Modern Warfare 2. And I'm just like,
oh my God.
Right? And then you know how it's like people that don't even live there are like, oh, I'm on my way. Where are you at?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to come help y'all, whatever. I guess there was this guy, it'll come up later, but I guess there was this guy named Jerry who said, I'm pulling up. And other people were like, oh yeah, Jerry's going to pull up. Jerry's going to pull up. And we didn't even read it at the time.
Yeah. Like, it just, yeah, it's shit's flowing with fucking comments. Yeah. Yeah. You can't even see shit. And like at this time, my sister's coming and she comes and she calls me. She's like, hey, like I'm not going past this point because I don't know how to drive off-roaded. And I'm afraid I might get stuck. So there's this like, we're at a peak. And I see my sister's truck in like maybe like half a mile away, whatever. And I'm like, oh, I think I could walk it. And mind you, it's pitch black, okay? As I'm going down, I realize it's not a straight slope. It slopes, caves down, you walk flat, and then you walk back up.
And it's pitch black.
It's pitch black. And so I didn't see it at all.
Yeah.
And so I start walking, right? Yeah. And I get to the point where it just like drops straight down, like maybe 10 feet. And I'm just like, bruh. As soon as I walk down here, it's all sandy here.
Yeah.
So I'm literally sliding down. And I'm like, as soon as I walk down here, there's no way I'm getting back up.
Yeah.
This same route. Yeah. I'm going to have to, whatever. So I said, I got to commit. As I'm walking, I'm talking to my sister on the phone, and she leaves her phone in the truck, and she starts going outside to like look at the terrain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, can you hear me? Hey, can you hear me? And they're just, they just fucking leave the phone inside the truck. And I'm pissed because I could hear their voices over there, right? So I started yelling at him. Like, I was like, hey, pick up your phone, right?
No, he didn't say that shit. So... okay, just to go back a little bit. We're stuck. People are trolling. People are calling them Mexican OT. We decided to play music. He's playing Brazilian music. We're just fucking like, what the fuck are we doing in the middle of nowhere? We're playing Young Bull. We're playing Future. It's just like having fun. His sister pulls up. He starts venturing out into the desert. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So me and Alfredo are waiting. We're looking at him. We're watching him walk away. The light is like fading and just into the distance, right? Little flashlight.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, me and Alfredo are just talking bullshit. And this idiot goes, no, no. And like loud as fuck, right? So in my mind, I'm like, bro,
I'm yelling, shut the fuck.
No, I heard no.
I wasn't yelling. No, you guys call me.
Like that shit sounded like you were behind the door at a Diddy party. But I'm hearing no, no. And I'm like, bro, the first thing that came to my mind was like, it's pitch black. This, I know the terrain changes like he said. I'm like, this dumbass done fell down 10 feet and like broke his ankle or some shit, right? Like that's the first thing that came to my mind.
But you saw the light still, no?
No, the light was gone. And I'm like, oh shit. No. Okay. So me and Alfredo start walking over there.
No, just real quick. You yelled out. You guys called out my name and you guys were like, hey, are you okay? And I was like, I literally turn around and I see you guys and I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
We like, did not in the see fucking that
dark?
Shit. Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, he's good.
He was like, yeah, I'm good.
No,
I 100 meters behind. No,
you guys didn't look too far away from where I was at.
We were far as shit.
I didn't notice you guys even walked down, by the way.
So, because we didn't walk down until you screamed. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I was like, bro, this idiot done got himself fucking killed.
Yeah.
Right? We're walking down. Alfredo starts running. I'm like, no. Don't run, idiot.
Yeah, don't run, because you're going to be part two.
I'm like, okay, we're walking. And then, like, I'm like... Yo, you good? Yo, like we're calling out. You don't say shit. We're walking,
at the truck or at this point.
No, you were almost there. And then I see him like walk out to the other side and I see the light. I'm like, the fuck? And he's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm like, the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Trolling in the desert.
He gets there. I literally was talking to my sister the whole time on the phone.
Okay.
I had no idea what you guys were hearing at all.
He gets there to the truck.
Yeah.
He manages to drive up to where we are, and then we start trying to pull his truck out. So he gets the straps, put it on the winch, whatever. It takes maybe like 10 minutes, 50. It was pretty quick, pretty smooth. We get the truck out. We're like, yes, finally, we're out.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up the traction boards. We're getting in the truck. We're like, damn. We were out there like waiting like 3 hours.
3 hours.
Like 3 hours, no bullshit. Just waiting for someone to come because middle of the desert. That's why we started playing Brazilian music and shit. Alfredo was shadow boxing. But we get out. We start driving out. He's driving in front. His sister's behind. We go over like one hill. We take a right. We're going down. Stuck again.
It's just a fork in the road, and there's both of them are sandy.
Stuck again.
The first time I came up, I went up through the one on the left, and it was sandy, and I was losing traction, and I didn't go in through the other one. So on the way back, I'm like, hey, this was definitely sandy. Let me try this other route. And when I went to the other route, because the sand was so soft, it looked like it was less sandy. But that shit, like, as soon as I opened my door, I was hitting the sand. Mm-hmm. Like, opening the door. And so my trucks like, lifted.
It was worse than the first one.
And you could tell, like, my tire on the second one was, like,
yeah,
tilted. Yeah. Like, even back then, it was, like, straight, but just deep. This one was bent and, like, underground. Buried,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and, yeah.
We're stuck, and we're like, what the fuck, bro? Again?
Oh, and then my sister's like, I told my sister to follow me because I was like, hey, I already got stuck in sand. Just follow me in case I get stuck.
And he's like, floor it. Don't let go of the gas. So mind you, we're like, fuck. And we get out and then we hear the truck and we're like, yo, stop.
Yeah, because she's flooring it this way.
And luckily she stopped.
Yeah.
Luckily she stopped.
So she would have ran y'all over.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, she would have or ran into the truck. But luckily, like, she stopped and then we're like, fuck again. And then we're chilling there.
Like maybe 5 minutes. Yeah, it's
like 5 minutes. So before his sister got there, we had found this service that like Snore. You hit them up, Snore, shout out to Snore. Mm-hmm. You hit them up and basically like, for a donation, even though they really try to extort your ass.
They said minimum $75.
Yeah,
No. They first ask you how many people there are in your party. Yeah,
you should just say one.
What does it matter how many people there are?
I think they charge per person.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So we tell them and then we're like, oh, they're like, oh yeah, just make sure, let us know after you donate, then we'll get somebody out on their way. Like, bro, someone could be dying out here.
I'll say it. Donate first. Yeah, damn.
But whatever. So. We're like talking to them. It's like yes or no. They're asking for PayPal. Fred doesn't have PayPal. He doesn't know his password. He's fucking can't solve the capture correctly.
No. Nah. And it says forget password. And I'm like, okay. And it says enter security, whatever, right? And I click enter next security verification.
It's like sign in. No, it's like enter your password. And then it's like, oh, sign in a different way. And he clicks sign in a different way. It's like, it
says, enter your password. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
So, anyways, that service was or wasn't coming. We don't know. At that point, we had not even confirmed it. They knew we were out there, but they hadn't confirmed. We're stuck the second time, like 5 minutes in. A truck pulls up. Fast as shit. Just pulls up. And door opens. Mm-hmm. Some Mexican dude walks out. He's like, what up, bro? I'm thinking it's the rescue crew, right? Because I'm like, okay, damn. Like, how'd y'all even find us? Because at this point, we're like under the hill. Like, you can't even see us anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, what's up, bro? And then he's like, as if I'm supposed to recognize him, right? And he's like, I'm Jerry.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Jerry pulled up
from the TikTok live, bro. Shit. From the TikTok live, this dude seen us. And
Why didn't he just say, yo, I'm Jerry from TikTok? He just said,
huh?
You see me? Right? Like, you're supposed to know we're in the middle of the fucking desert.
Now, mind you, people were fucking trolling, like, oh, I'm coming in that attack helicopter. Be ready or something like that.
So I was like, so the tow truck is going to pull up from New Jersey or some shit?
Yeah. And this dude, like, he's like, I'm Jerry. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, Jerry pulled up.
Yeah.
So at this point, he's going to, like, try to help get us out. And he's trying to pull us forward. Shit is not working.
Oh, no, okay. So these towing straps are meant for you to be pulled and keep that momentum,
right,
keeping you out. Right. But because I was so buried, we weren't going anywhere.
Right.
It was just so yanked. Then Jerry was like, you know what? This is what I'm going to have to do. I'm just going to have to yank you guys out little by little.
Yeah.
So what he'd do is we strapped. And he'd reverse,
uh-huh,
and then he'd launch his truck.
Yeah.
He literally would launch his TRX. Yeah. So TRX has a supercharger in it, and shit, like, you hear the whine, and you hear, and my truck would like move like an inch.
Yeah.
And he did that like maybe 10 times.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where he got stuck.
So Jerry got stuck.
Yes. Jerry got stuck.
Oh my
fuck. And I'm like, and mind you, when my sister came, I asked her to bring a shovel. And so the first time I was there, I had nothing. So we were digging with our hands. Second time we had a shovel. And I'm like, I'm tired at this point, right?
But I can tell he's annoyed, but like he knew he could only be annoyed at himself.
Yeah.
So he couldn't lash out at us. So we were lucky, like,
Loki, Alfredo and Brandon were useless in this whole situation.
How?
Jits didn't know how to do anything.
How? What did you know how to do that we didn't know how to do?
You guys couldn't dig. You guys didn't know how to latch.
What do you mean didn't know? What do you mean couldn't
dig? Doesn't matter. So
I dug with our hands.
I'm digging out Jerry. Right?
You act like digging is what got you out. You only got out because your sister pulled you.
No, I didn't say that.
No, but like that's the thing. And then the second time, the only thing you did was get Jerry unstuck, but it was like just dig a little bit and around the wheels.
If we're being dead ass right now, if Brandon didn't live stream, we would have been stuck.
Yeah. So I was literally the only reason he got out was because of me. If Brandon did not go on TikTok Live, y'all would have died in the desert.
Or you would have paid $75. You didn't pay Jerry shit.
Low-key, $75 would have been better than Jerry.
They showed up after Jerry had got us out.
Yeah, we saw him on the way out.
Okay, wait. I get to the point. I think Snore would have been better than Jerry, but I will save that for later.
Yeah, but they were still later. Yeah. So? Man, they actually, in the grand scheme of things,
it would have. Maybe. It would have been.
Maybe. You know what? Fair enough. All right, fair enough.
It would have been better than Jerry. Sure, but not the point. Okay. So, like, I'm thinking out Jerry. And Jerry's cool, it comes to the point where, like, because Jerry's stuck, I'm like, shit, I don't know if this is going to work. And I just saw Jerry, you're good, right? Even though I was like, shit, might be still stuck, right? And I told Jerry's good.
So you lied to him?
Yeah. And I had traction boards on his. And I had like a 2x4 under both, like three of his wheels.
Yeah.
And he gets out. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. And then he tells me, because I'm right next to his truck, because I didn't think he was going to work. So I was just next to his truck and not going back to mine.
Yeah.
And he tells me, he's like, hey, hurry up, let's put it up. And so I run uphill and my winch thing was like inside. And I was just like, whatever, fuck it. Like, he said, hurry up. So I latched the thing around the light bar that I have. Mind you, it's steel reinforced. So I'm like, this whole bumper steel. I said, whatever. He's going to try one time. And I latch on there and I tie it. And like, he goes, reverses, and he launches. As he launches, I just hear, pew! And he's like, he goes out and we all look and my light bar is gone.
Uh-huh.
Shit just ripped straight out of the fucking steel.
Oh, so we thought it was actually like the strap, like you know, like the actual strap. Right. We were like, oh, damn, that sucks. That broke.
Yeah.
Nah, metal, bro. Actual fucking metal. Yeah. Just boom.
It just exploded. Man. And I'm like, damn, that was so fucking stupid. And I latch it back onto my fucking winch.
But we're useless, Alfredo.
And I latch it back onto the winch. And like, he tries like a few more times and he's like, Let me try going up from the top of the hill and
pull
you
from the back of the truck. He's like, all right, get in the truck. He's like, I'm going to hit you from the back real quick. So when he goes around back, that's what he said. He was like, yeah, get me. I'm just like, so like, we couldn't get stuck.
Brandon
yeah.
was like, please from the back.
I was not even near there because I was useless. I was off to the side chilling. Oh my God. So anyways, Jerry gets unstuck. That shit happens. We're like, fuck. So then Jerry's like, it was low-key not even Jerry. It was his girl.
Yeah,
his girl knew, like...
Oh, by the way, when he got stuck, Jerry's girl was saying, Jerry, I told you not to do that, by the way. And she was like, just if you're going to do Jerry. And she was telling him, like, how to do everything.
Yeah, like, his girl knew, like,
mind you, his girl also told my sister how to get out of there.
Yeah.
So, whatever, but, like...
So, they drive the truck up the hill around us, and they were kind of trying to pull us backwards. So then, they tie it up, and they tied it up as, like, a triangle.
Okay, so bumper. I have two shackles in. And I wanted to, initially I was going to tie it through one, but because we were at an angle, I was scared he was just going to rip the bumper from one side. So I was like, let me just tie both of them together and get a triangle. So he just pulls from a triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And so he does that. And same thing. He yanks, reverses, launches in, yanks like maybe 5-6 times.
No, it was probably like 8 times. Mm-hmm. And every time this idiot's like, oh, just one more, Jerry, one more. Like, I think it's there. Let me tell it.
He came out and be like,
no, uh-huh. That's after. So he did it like maybe 6-7 times. And then he's like, one more. I feel it. Just one more. And he did it again, like maybe 3 times after the same thing. And then Jerry gets out. He's like, yeah, bro, what do you want to do? As if being like, yeah, bro, just tell me to go home now, bro. Like, find your own help, you know?
He needed direction. He came out on his own accord.
No, Jerry, like, wanted to go home. He wanted to hit Benji to tell him, like, it's all good, bro. Like, we tried, just go home now. Yeah. But Benji's like, no, one more. We'll get it, right?
Yeah.
So a few more, he actually did get us unstuck, and then we're free. And then we're like, fuck yeah, Jerry. And then I was like, well, what are we eating after this? I was trolling, but not really trolling. And Jerry's girl literally goes like, oh, we already ate. He's like, we had sushi. It was date night. Jerry literally left date night to come to the middle of a fucking desert.
Oh, so he don't like his girl like that.
I don't know. I guess. He just wanted to fuck. He wanted to fuck with the live stream.
Yeah.
But anyways, we get unstuck. We start driving out.
No.
Oh, no. Another truck pulls up. Random shit. Like a random ass truck.
Yeah.
And this time I was like, oh, this has to be the rescue crew.
Right.
A Mexican dude. Not just Mexican. Like full, didn't speak English.
Right.
He's like, he gets out, he's like, Carabinones, I don't know. I'm like, the fuck? Like, what's going on? Is this the fucking Sinaloa cartel like pulling up on us that we're on their territory?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we're good. Don't worry about it. He goes over the hill And then we just hear like,
so he got stuck too.
I think. Nah, we didn't even go check. We're like,
the crazy part was like, Jerry's there. We're like, we're talking about shit.
Hey, yo, he better live stream. Get his own Jerry, bro.
And then like, Jerry's like, Jerry's like, what's that? I'm like, I think you got stuck. And Jerry's like, so Jerry, give a fuck. Jerry's like, all right, that's been enough time out here, bro. I'm going home. Shit. So we get out, we start driving out.
No. He pulls me out and he's like, okay, you're going to take this path, which was the original path. And I'm like, okay. He hops in his truck and I didn't realize, just us talking, I sank again and I got stuck again. So he had to come in front of me and pull me out. And then after that, we just, whatever, we just fucking drive off. And as we get to the front, he's like, we're good, we're good. Mind you, at this point, because I'm still going over rocks, my truck's still like rambling on, right? It wasn't until we got to the main road and we hop in, that's when I hear my CV axle. And I just hear clink, 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 clink. And I'm going like 40, 50 miles per
hour. Not yet, though. So as we're getting towards the road, we see two trucks with like 10 lights on them and shit driving past us. We're like, what the fuck? And this idiot gets a text and it's the rescue team being like, oh, are y'all good? And he's like, yeah, we're good. We managed to get out. He's like, oh, I think we just passed y'all. Uh-huh. Like, what the fuck? We're already out, bro. It's been 5 hours at this point. It's like 1 a.m. Yeah. 1:30. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, okay, out. Jerry, we pull up next to Jerry. We're like, okay, we're good. We start driving. And then, he's right. We start hearing that shit. And then his sister drives behind us. And she's like, why is your car smiling at me? He's like, what do you mean? So she sends a picture. Because he had tied it in a triangle, his whole bumper was like, concave. Yeah. Shit was curved. The front bumper, he ripped the light bar out.
Yeah.
The back bumper is curved. The CV axle's fucked.
Yeah.
And it's like all this.
Yeah.
Because this idiot didn't want to fucking pull up in the truck so we can go camping.
No, it was like both bumpers probably are like,
all right, but I didn't pay for it. Head out though. So AOTR, thank you for having me. I'm gonna head out.
The fuck, Alfredo?
I gotta go.
Why didn't you tell, are you serious?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell us before we started recording?
What time is it?
It's 7:09. Oh, I was gonna leave at 6:30.
Oh shit, you could have told us. Right.
I told him, but
you good.
All right, good to see you, gangster.
All right, bro.
See you on the next one.
So, anyways, all that to say, like,
now the crazy part was, if we had just called Snore, they probably would just dug my ass out or whatever the fuck. But now I didn't pay for him, I bought it one with the truck. The front bumper is probably like worth like $1,200. The back bumper's worth another grand, and I just literally toasted both of them. CV axles are like whatever, $300. Who cares? But like, boom. And in total, I probably wasted or broke about $3,000 worth of damages. And I didn't want to bother to pay $75 for Snore. Whereas Jerry just fucking yanking my shit, stroking it.
Hey yo, my god. Hey yo, pause.
Told you,
pause. Now y'all see why I didn't want to go with y'all?
It was a good time, though.
It was a good time. Yeah.
It was actually funny as shit. You know who we should get
on the pot? Can we hit up Jerry?
Low key.
Do y'all have his contact?
We got his Instagram. I don't know if you saw we posted it. I posted it on the podcast page. It was like some Mopar page.
I saw it.
Bro got like a Hellcat and he got the TRX.
So okay. Yeah. Why don't we do content with Jerry?
Sure. If he goes off-running, I'm down.
Not off.
He actually knows how to off-road.
Okay, yeah, he knows what he's doing. Is.
Yeah, shit.
Regardless. Oh shit! Damn.
So, yeah, that was a hell of a night. The whole night, I was just like, "How the fuck did this happen?" But it felt like a fever dream. I was like, "How are we here?"
That's how I felt at the concert.
Yeah.
I think that's what we've been going through, like this last few weeks. Just like random ass situations. We're like, "How the fuck did we get here?"
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we willingly
put ourselves there,
but once we got there, we were like,
"Oh, like the unexpected!
What the
shit?
Fuck?
Yeah, and how am I watching Gilly get his head kicked after running suicides in a fucking elementary gym?
They was gonna beat his ass." But besides that, though, I mean, do we have anything else to talk about? I think we good. Yeah, can we? Okay, so I live on the southwest part of town, anybody who lives on the southwest part of town. I don't know who, actually, I do know the, anywho, they let off fireworks in the middle of the fucking night. No warning, no social media, nothing. So I was asleep. This was, I think, like Wednesday or Thursday or some shit. And bro, I swear to God, I thought we got invaded by Russia and this motherfucker.
People were pissed. Yes. I was looking at social media. Bro. Everybody was mad as fuck. Bro. But it was random people, no?
Huh?
It was random people.
It was random people, yeah. But like, what's it called? I just woke up and shit. And like, y'all seen that clip of the little kid from Beyond Scared Straight when they ran in the cell?
When they wake his ass
up. The little black kid. He was like, all that shit. That's how I woke up. Dead ass. So I'm stumbling with like half a bed sheet on me to the window. I'm like, I open up the blinds. I'm like,
buck ass naked.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't sleep naked. Anywho, that's crazy. I like peep out the blinds. And like the fucking the fireworks are like this way and shit.
I can't imagine Unk opening the blinds it's in the his middle fucking of bath. No, in his robe.
I'm in boxers. I'm in boxers.
He's naked with a fucking dick. Blanket runs to the window.
Bro, I'm in boxers and a t-shirt.
Yeah, you wrapped in a blanket though.
Anywho,
boxers.
Anywho, the fireworks are off to the fucking side, and I can't really tell from the window. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah,
I thought a street light blew up or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck? So it took like a few seconds for my brain to process. I'm like, oh, that's fireworks. So where I live, I kind of live by the Durango casino and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, what the fuck are they celebrating? It's like a random day in like September, yeah. October. There's no holiday.
Right.
So I'm just like, what the fuck? So I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to go on Twitter, see if anybody's talking about this shit. So while I'm in bed, this shit don't stop. It just sounds like a desert storm out that motherfucker. Just boom, boom.
Oh, you in Iraq.
I swear to God. I'm like, dog. I'm like, bro, ain't no way I would have. I like, you know how like motherfuckers, like some people when they wake up from like situations like that, they'll like leap into action and save the day. I'm like, nah, I'm a bitch ass nigga, bro. Like if I was married and had kids, I'm out the window. I'm gone.
Fuck?
I'm not saving my family.
Buck ass naked?
Buck ass naked, bro. I'm gone. You're going to see me running down the street. Like, you know how that shit go when your girl tell you, oh, go downstairs, I hear some noise. I'm like, nah, we going together. Fuck you mean?
The fuck?
Nah, dead ass.
Gonna die.
Y'all, do you know how loud this shit was, though?
Yeah, it's fireworks.
No. This shit was like Travis Scott at MetLife loud. This was not no regular loud fireworks. This shit sounded like we got invaded, bro.
Still fireworks.
Did they find the people who did them?
They didn't find the people. I know who did it. I'm not going to say it on camera, but...
You know who did it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I got connects. But anywho, that shit
didn't
was...
they warn you?
No. The key holder my homie, Vegas my like... homie, my homie told me who they were. But anywho, I'm just like, God damn. These... Bro, they had better fireworks than the casinos.
I seen videos of it. I'm like, oh, shit.
And there's a clip on like, what's the Instagram page? Las Vegas Locals or whatever. Yeah.
Vegas Issues.
That shit was bananas. I could not sleep, bro. And I know like the dogs were going crazy, and if you were a veteran or some shit, fucking you had PTSD.
Seizures, epilepsy.
Yeah.
ADHD. So,
that shit was crazy. So next time, I'm not mad at the fireworks, but
give us a warning, bro.
Give us a warning, man. People got babies. People got work in the morning. Like, you can't be...
How much money do you think it was?
Oh, no, they spent thousands. Just on the fireworks, I could tell.
Like 5 grand?
No, 10 grand? No, bro. These were like New Year's Eve fireworks.
Yeah, I know.
You can get them from Mexico for like cheap.
No.
You know what I've always wanted to do? These make our own.
Make your own fireworks. Yeah. Yeah. You fucking crazy?
Yeah.
You can.
You need to have a good little light show.
The cool thing is, a lot of times, the reason why a lot of fireworks are expensive... because they put a lot of stuff to make it quieter.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't actually go up in the air.
Listen, y'all went off-roading and that went to shit. I will never be around y'all if y'all launching fireworks.
No, you know what's the craziest part?
Uh-huh.
We're both engineers.
How did they let you graduate?
I got a master's degree, no.
I get you. How did they let you graduate?
I'm still an idiot at heart.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm an idiot at heart. I'm an idiot too. That's why we're all on this podcast.
Lucky, that's what.
No, wait. Let's talk about off camera.
Okay.
But yeah,
I saw like this post that said like it said like we need more accountants or like we need more like engineers or some shit. Mm-hmm. But it was people like doing like photography, like social media, like I don't know, it was like it's supposed to be a meme.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I think about that and I'm like, bruh, all of us really dead ass got like degrees and jobs and shit, and like we just act like idiots on camera. This shit is like way more fun than a regular job.
I mean, we don't act like idiots on camera. We're just idiots who happen to be on camera.
Yeah, I do.
That's actually who you are. You're not acting.
That's it, to be fair.
Yeah.
I don't act like an idiot on camera. I just act like an idiot.
You just act like yourself.
Period.
No, the crazy part is that I have like BPD.
Bipolar disorder?
It's like in public, around work people, I'm very nonchalant.
He has like split personality.
And I'm very professional.
That's just code switching. That doesn't mean you're bipolar.
That's BPD.
You PBD podcast? Not like before I met him, like when he was in my class, it was like before we had like that rapport, mm-hmm. you could tell he was trying to be like cool, you know, like just like, oh, so
I was a civilized like, American.
Like, yeah, yeah, type shit.
I would speak like
he was like a civilized American, right? Now he's acting like a Haitian, bro. He's like eating the cats and dogs, just wilding out, bro. Oh, just like
been wilding out. Shout out my Haitian people. Shout out to the Haitians, man.
Shout out Haitians. Shout out Dominicans.
Name it,
fuck Puerto Rico.
Shout out to don't say that. Shout out to Puerto Rican women, Dominican women, Haitian women.
Shout out Mexican OT.
Shout out to the he should come on the pod.
He was here last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's at the Brooklyn Bowl. Yeah, Mexican OT would be a dope interview
for sure.
But yeah, I don't know. The world has enough engineers, man. Let us podcast. The world has enough accountants.
Honestly,
let us podcast in peace.
Because this economy is so crazy, you low key need multiple hustles.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm an accountant. I'm a photographer. I'm a podcast host. What else do I do?
Diddy Party Gore?
No, I don't.
Michael assist. Rubin affiliate?
I don't know Michael Rubin. Am I forgetting anything?
What other nicknames you got?
I got a few. I'll list
double
them.
.tk.
I'll list them. No, it's
N double .tk.
I don't know why y'all say my Instagram name. This is how you pronounce my Instagram name, folks.
People N.DK.
People say it wrong all the time.
Yeah.
People always say it's N2DATK. That's not how you say it. It's N2DATK. D-A is the.
Why don't you just put the?
Because that, what you mean? Anywho. People call me N to the TK. That's fine. My other nickname, I had it since high school, was Money Fresco.
Money Fresco?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Why?
In your private charter school?
Do you want me to explain? I didn't
Is
go
that
to
a no- MySpace username?
Can I explain the story?
Were you Facebook famous?
No. My homie was Tumblr famous, though. Real shit. Shout out my nigga Quincy. Anywho. You want to know how I got the name Money Fresco?
Go ahead.
I gave it to myself, but...
That does not count.
Skip. But it stuck,
skip.
It stuck, though.
Skip.
That's the only other nickname I have. Okay, we can skip the story, but that's the only...
Black Noah? Have you ever seen the video of that little white Canadian kid? I forgot what he calls him, but they interviewed him.
Nah, is it?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know what his name is, but after all the Kendrick fucking beef shit, mm-hmm. when Kendrick fakes the Toronto accent, mm-hmm. the Crody shit.
Yeah.
They interviewed that little white kid, and he's like, what's up, bro? He's like, basically doing the same as
he's like weak in the mall or some shit.
Whatever nickname he gave himself, that's what that shit reminds me of. But you can't give yourself a nickname.
Yeah, I mean, if you see me in the street, just call me Enter the, and I'll say what's up. But I wish I was a rapper, though. I'd have
Black Noah.
Don't call me Black Noah. That's racist.
Double dot TK.
What is this double? There's no dot. There's nothing to abbreviate.
Oh.
What the fuck? Stop saying enter the dot. Da, 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 da. Okay. Anywho, what's y'all nicknames?
I ain't got no nicknames.
See?
Yeah, but it's like, I'm not going to give myself a nickname.
But did you ever have one growing up or someone like?
Not really.
Or like family. Did family give y'all a nickname?
Yeah, Señor de los Cielos. That's what nickname used to be.
Like my family, like the women in my family, they call me Noye.
What does that mean?
It's just like, I don't know why.
The feminine version of Noah? No.
Like, chill out. Why do only women do it?
Yeah.
Because it's like affectionate. That's what it's like. Like you just say the name and then you add an EA to the end of names. Yeah. Huh? Benji, yeah. Or it depends on the name. Like
the ending of
Brandon, it has to, certain names it works, but. Oh, I got another one too. Should I say it on a podcast though? My granny gave me this nickname, but That's not a name. It's like my other middle name, but it's like Aman.
Just a name?
Yeah, Aman. Mary? No, Aman. Oh. Yeah.
Why don't you want to say it on the podcast?
Because that's like a personal detail. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Just call him Aman from now on.
Don't, because I'm going to get offended.
Aman? What? Can I call you Aman?
I am Aman, a black man.
Okay, Aman.
Can I call you a black man?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we call you Diddy Party Goer?
No, I've never been in no Diddy Party.
Can you teach us some air-trained words?
I don't know too many. Oh, I got one. If you're ever mad at Benji, call him a sharmuta.
That's Arabic. Y'all say the same word?
Yeah. All right. Do you know what that means?
No.
Sharmuta.
Sharmuta.
How similar is it?
Like my mom.
It's like a Semitic language, right?
Yeah, my mom knows Arabic.
So it's like Arabic, Hebrew, Aramaic. Like your language is called what?
Tigrinya.
Are they like related?
I think so. Yeah, like some of the words are similar and shit. Like certain words in Arabic that cross over and shit. But I didn't know Sharmuta's really Arabic.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I thought
you
it was
saying that like Lebanon, like Egypt, like that.
Yeah,
little area. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, like my mom know Arabic and shit. Yeah, that is, man, bro. Like my family, like they was going to like Dubai in like the '80s, bro.
The fuck?
Yeah,
you come from money, bro.
Oh wait, can I? I got a crazy story. Maybe I should have told it all.
Tell
here,
it.
Bro. Okay. So my mom, she needed help with the I guess she had her Chase bank account open or some shit. She asked me for like stock advice, right? She's like, no, yeah, come here, please help me with the does this mean she was like. It was like a chart of like the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, all that shit. She's like, is that, I guess they had like, you could pull up a chart within the Chase app, the banking app. She's like, this means it's good, right? If the chart go up, right? I'm like, yeah, let me see the phone. So I back out into like all the account balances. Hey, bro, I'm going to have to rob my mom, dog. I can't. I'm joking.
You're like, yeah, you just got to transfer this much money
But you know why I tell that story? Because growing up, my whole fucking life, let me take all these glasses. My whole fucking life. Yeah. Every time we drive by McDonald's, mom, can we get some McDonald's? No, yeah, we have McDonald's at home. This whole fucking time, these niggas have money.
She been saving for retirement.
What you mean retirement?
Yeah, mom, you been moving bricks?
I swear to God. Dog, my mom might be BMF for real, bro. Real shit. No cap. So when your parents, did your parents ever tell you that shit too?
What, they ain't got no money?
Yeah.
All the time.
But did your parents actually have no money?
I ain't checked.
Did you check?
They ain't got no money.
Confirmed?
Fuck.
How'd you know they had no money, though?
Because of how I grew up.
How'd you grow up? Poe?
With no money.
As a jit, you was Poe?
Yeah, ever since I was a jit.
I was Poe.
Ever since I was a jit. Oh, my God. But... that was another thing. I want to talk about that too. Did y'all ever eat banquet them ready made dinners from the store?
Never.
So y'all wasn't poor then.
Why?
Because that's the barometer of you being poor or not.
There's
2008 recession. My homie was eating them ready made them banquet meals. Them hungry mans.
You can buy food to cook cheaper than
literally cheaper than
yeah. That.
But he was telling me like if you ate that shit, that's how you know we were struggling.
I know. I think
actually
like...
that's a better topic too. What was y'all like lowest like struck like for me when I was in college my freshman year, all I was in was Subway and Taco Bell. And I'm talking about I was buying sandwiches like with my last $5. So shout out to Taco Bell at the Student Union and UNLV because it held a brother down. Were y'all not on the same shit?
Let me be real with you.
Okay.
You were spending what? $5 a day? Let's make the average probably a little more.
Okay.
Right? $5 a day, and you're spending $25-$30 a week.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
$30 a week, you could literally buy rice and beans, have food for the whole weekend. So that's like, to me, it's like when people were saying like, yeah, I lived off Taco Bell and Jack in the Box and fast food. To me, it's like yeah.
You just didn't want to cook.
You were low bottom, but you weren't rock bottom. You were still being able to afford to eat at those places.
Yeah, facts.
That, to me, that's a little different.
Shit. All I know is when I was at In-N-Out off of Maryland, when I was in school, I used to have to like go on my banking app, then go to the calculator app to calculate how much in and out would be with tax. Yeah. If you ain't never had to do that, forget it. You ain't talking to me. I'm just letting you know.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Low-key, let's talk about this, though. Let's say, like, what's the cheapest struggle meal you can get without cooking at home? I feel like Little Caesar's $5 pizza.
You used to.
Low-key? I was just thinking about that. I'm like, I don't think anything could really top that.
No, that McChicken.
Yeah, I was going to say, besides maybe a spicy, two spices. You could get, like, two spices.
Had a spicy with the fries.
But the thing is like, if you get the pizza, that's, like, 2-3 meals.
Yeah.
If you get the hot and spicy, that's one meal.
But well, it's little. You can get 5 McSpices for the price of one pizza.
Now, four or five McSpices, you're being gluttonous. That's too much.
But you could get 2 meals out of that, probably. 3.
Yeah.
2-3.
Or that beefy 5-layer burrito.
See, the thing about Taco Bell is like, it's going to fuck you up. So like,
it don't matter.
You won't even get the nutritional value because it just goes in and out of you.
Them bean burritos was $1.29, man. Come on.
I ain't trusting
Come on. When you're struggling. You might have to suffer through diarrhea.
I'd rather get this Little Caesar's pizza, John.
Shit. Anywho, in the comments, y'all, please tell us y'all.
What's the lowest you've been?
What's the lowest brokest shit you ever
did? Bread sandwich?
Huh?
Bread.
No. I ain't never been that poor.
You never had a bread sandwich?
No. Lowest shit's going to, if you couldn't afford gas, so you couldn't use a stove, you would go to the store, you'd buy these beans in bulk, so they come out to be 39 cents a can. You open them up, that's how you eat.
The fuck? Where was you living? Fool? Venezuela?
I'd rather just not eat.
That's like,
you never did.
I think that was the indicator.
That's what I'm finna start doing. I'm finna starve myself soon. I need to go on a fast. Y'all ever fast? I know you fasted, but that's not for like, I need to like get my body right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I'm kinda mad at you actually.
At me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because sometimes when we're doing podcast episodes, especially like some of the earlier ones, my stomach would be leaking on the side of my jeans and shit, and you would never edit it out.
How am I supposed to edit it out?
censor it. Put a blur.
Then people would notice it.
Listen, bro.
What do you want to put? Like a big red arrow?
Zoom into it?
When Noah's talking?
Listen. I'm just saying, like, I'm out of shape. I don't want to be reminded I'm out of shape every time a podcast clip go up. I forget which episode it was, but if you go on the Runs page and scroll that, you'll just see like my whole shit lifted up like this. I'm like, bro, I look crazy. This nigga Brandon didn't edit it or nothing.
What am I supposed to do?
Man, you don't see this shit when you got to open in Premiere.
Yeah, but what do you want to do?
We already recorded it.
Fix the fucking aspect ratio.
What?
Yeah.
So you look like you got a BBL? You only like
poof. You know the funny mirror? You see when you go to the fun house and it looks like you got a big head.
Skinny ass body. Big ass BBL. What do you want me to do?
Please. I love your editing. You do a lot for this pod, but that's the only complaint I have.
But I can't fix that. That's like me. That's like Benji being here and be like, Brandon, why I look so short? Make me 8 feet tall on my podcast.
Can you make me 8 foot tall, taller than everybody, please? Can you make my chair bigger so I look bigger than everybody?
Hey, bro.
Oh my God.
If I don't look like Bron this next episode, I'm done.
Bronny. Bronny.
God damn.
Nah, man. But I think that's really all the topics we had.
Huh?
I think that's really all the topics we had.
Well, I mean, y'all want to talk about music or nah?
I think Benji got to go too, so.
He got to go?
Yeah.
Where you got to go?
Like, oh.
Home?
No, I just got to go.
Where you going to go?
Got to go.
Okay.
Don't worry about it, G.
Shit, I think I'm going to hit the town tonight. I'm downtown. Shout out my dog, B-Mac. Shout out my dog, Desco. We at Commonwealth tonight. We going up.
Going crazy.
I mean, by the time this clip comes out, it would have already happened, so.
For sure.
Yeah.
Check out the stories, though. Regardless, go to the highlights.
Yeah. Oh, and shout out to Terranay.
That's your merch?
Yeah.
I should like it.
Shout out.
Thank you. Shout out.
But yeah, man. Appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. Let them know where they can find you on social media.
Y'all can find me at N2DATK on all platforms.
Or Diddy Party Goer.
You stop. Enough. Do not associate me with that Diddy
shut
shit.
Up. No, it pops up.
No.
I want to see on mine?
I don't give a fuck. At N, the number 2 DATK on all your favorite platforms.
You can follow me at AKA BTG.
Shout out. Follow that account. But we need to start a GoFundMe for the truck, low key.
Low key, though.
Yeah, you still got it. Yeah,
we need.
I already ordered the CV axle. The axle just got delivered right before I got here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but we need help from y'all. Low key, people fuck with the video. So, like, if y'all could throw us like 10, 20 bucks each, it'll go through the truck. It'll go through the content. I'm going to live my former in too. We're going to all go off roading. But regardless, appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. Subscribe to the YouTube. Make sure you follow the Instagram page. Keep up with all the clips, TikTok, all that good stuff. Be on the lookout because we got a lot of big ideas coming soon. Thank y'all for rocking with us. We'll see y'all next week for another episode. Peace.